One day, the smoke detector beeped. It kept beeping. That day, the smoke detector started beeping. And it didn't stop. It beeped high up in the wall, 15 feet up, where the sides of the ceiling converged, like an unsatisfied god at the top of an altar. I couldn't reach it with a ladder. It was far too high, but it kept beeping. My dog would bark at every beep. "Feed the god," I imagine her saying, "for it is hungry." I found an old stick. I climbed on a chair. I was able to placate the god by pressing its button. 8 hours passed. The god had woken up, ever vigilant of my living room, watching everything from above. It asked for another offering. I climbed on the chair, I grabbed the old stick, and made my offering by pressing its button. 8 more hours passed. Weeks went by like this. It became our daily ritual, tending to the old god of smoke detection, every 8 hours. "Make an offering before bed to guarantee 8 hours of sleep. Make an offering in the morning and one in the afternoon, hopefully not in the middle of a meeting." Weeks went by like this, and every Tuesday, a truck would park 50 feet away from the old god. On its trunk, a ladder, a perfect ladder. Not too big, like the ladder in the barn, but the perfect size to reach the gods. Weeks went by. Daily rituals of 1, climb the chair. 2, grab the stick. 3, press the button. Every Tuesday, the ladder would arrive. I would watch it, and it would leave. Was this a Stanford experiment? For how long will this couple press a button before socializing again after 2 years of sheltering? Will they just incorporate the daily routine of pressing an inaccessible button 3 times a day, accept it as normal, and carry on with their lives? That's what we did. For weeks, the ladder would come and go, and I would please the god. Eventually, yes, eventually, the ladder came on a Tuesday, yesterday. It was time to kill the gods. No more offerings. No more daily sacrifices, no more chair, no more stick. "Can I borrow your ladder? I have 2, one too small, one too big." "Of course." I climbed Mount Olympus and confronted the god face to face. Not really, I still had to stretch my arm to reach it. I opened its mouth, removed the dead battery, and placed a new one. One final offering. Final? And the god was placated and slept. Well, it was still detecting smoke, I hope. No more offerings, no more daily sacrifices, no more chair, no more stick. In Stanford, a scientist in a white lab coat scribbles their notebook. Couple number 27, 5 weeks and 3 days.